Hi everyone, yeah, I want to talk about what we did in Darebin and also what you might do in your own local government area. If you want to do such a campaign in your own local government area, please get in touch with us. We've got a few in mind, we've talked to a lot of councils, and I should say when we've talked to those councils, and I mean around Australia, they've gone, yes, we know what Darebin's doing, and they're looking. Like, we've picked our councils, but Darebin is known for what it's doing. So you start, you've got your campaigners here. You might have your local climate action group on board, you might not, you might just be yourself, you need to gather others around you and have a conversation with the council, one councillor, a few councillors, about would they be interested in taking this action. Maybe they're not, so what you need to do is wait for the next election probably and build some momentum in the meantime. An election, and this is how we did in Darebin, we did it around an election. We wouldn't have got the same result if we done it with the previous council. Start talking to the constituents and get them excited about it. Work with them because they're going to be involved, they're going to be the ones voting for the candidates. You want the constituents to influence the candidates, then you get your new council, and you want the council to then educate further the constituents, bring them on board and tell them what they need to do at the state and federal election and what they need to be doing in terms of the climate emergency. So what were the key components in Darebin? An election. We have a very strong climate action network that's been active for years, and Jane, who's a key member of the climate action network, I think facilitator, just gave the last talk, the last climate emergency talk. So that's how strong the climate action network is. And for that election, they used the Climate Emergency Declaration, they surveyed all the candidates, they joined with the Darebin Community Network and surveyed all of the candidates on climate emergency, on what they would do regarding the climate emergency, and also on a few other local issues. That was really key. There was also some scorecards. We also ran climate emergency candidates. Adrian and I ran in different wards. We didn't run necessarily to win. We ran to educate. You also need ongoing campaigner engagement. So this is the climate emergency declaration. Please go and sign it. Two tents down from here at the VCAN tent, the petition. We want to get 100,000 Australians having signed this so it goes to federal government. But it's not just a federal thing. It's also a state and local government thing. The candidates signed this statement of support for the climate emergency declaration. 7 of the 9 councillors that won the election in Darebin had made a statement of support for that. So, as I mentioned, the CAG and DECAN and Darebin Community Network surveyed all the candidates. They leafleted, they produced these flyers and leafleted 2/3 of the council area, which is just an incredible feat. And they rated all of the candidates on... climate was definitely a part of that. That's also awareness raising all of the constituents. They're thinking, oh, is climate really in scope for a local government? I guess it is. And this is me running as a climate emergency candidate. When you run as a climate emergency candidate, you don't get embroiled in all the other issues that you're going to as a councillor. You're there to educate. You just talk about the climate emergency and what council can do in relation to the climate emergency and why it's relevant that the constituents vote for someone that's going to do something about the climate emergency. Preferential voting in Australia, it's a thing. Most of the public don't understand how it works, and it's not a coincidence that the federal government doesn't want you to understand how it works, or the major parties don't want you to understand how it works. The major parties understand how it works, and so do most people who run for election. The great thing about it is you meet with all the other candidates when you run as a candidate. You have those preferencing conversations. Where are you going to put me? I'll put you here. When you run as a climate emergency candidate, you preference completely on climate. And I run for Save the Planet in the Victorian state elections, and I run as a climate emergency candidate. That's all I talk about. I preference on where you sit on climate. Those conversations educate the candidates, and it's very influential, it's very effective. I strongly encourage you to get involved if you can. When you run as a climate emergency candidate, you can also leaflet everyone. You can ignore those little No junk mail. That doesn't apply to you because it's an election. You can put your election material in someone's letterbox. So we have very detailed flyers on the climate emergency, which people actually read. We find out people actually read them. Not everyone, but a lot of people read them. So now the election results are in. What do? You call up your... All of the candidates that have won, that have become councillors, they have signed up to so many things in their candidacy process. So you need to get in early and say, hey, remember you signed this statement of support. What are you going to do about it? Give them some suggestions. And the very first motion that the new Darebin Council passed was, council recognises that we are in a state of climate emergency that requires urgent action by all levels of government, including by local councils. Pretty amazing. They also, and I'll leave that for Susan to talk about. You also, your job has only just begun. The staff probably aren't going to be on board. That you're putting new work on their table. You need to help the council build the capacity of the staff to get the action needed. And then you need to keep educating the public, the constituents. And then if you want some resources, please follow up with us. You can contact Adrian and I through the case online. All right, I'm done.